All right. So I'm pretty much like a morale object here. All right. I don't know. I have finally decided, and all the executives have agreed that when the coalition, including every one of its members, will be parting to this war, and we'll be helping Legacy, yes, along with our Pantheon allies, helping Legacy to fight war. And our win objective is to basically evict goons from out of their home. And you know, so yeah, I hope you don't hold too much grudge against Test or Legacy. We have fought many, many wars before. I personally have fought them 3 times. And yes, I failed all of them, because every time when it comes to a super, when I come really close to Estria, when there was a super capital fight for Legacy, and now Legacy asked our help to against Goonswarm, to against the Imperium. So why not? Like, we can eliminate one of the strongest opponents. And by this means, the current E will have a power rebalance, in which time I think, well, we can have a lot of chances, right? We are the technically relative, the underdog for now, but we could be better and stronger after the war, the post-war Eve time. Nobody knows. So, and we can't really lose anything, right? If Taz lose this war, they will lose their home. It doesn't really affect us either way, except we get more bargain chips, get more voice power in the geopolitics, right? So yeah, that's it. We are in. I hope you can agree with the alliance standings. And if you check the star map, all of the Torrid in all the regions, people is now available to you. You have signed up to me, right? And they have set blue standing to you. Okay. There are about 150 alliances that blew up each other for the first time. It was even more than Warby 1, okay? And we probably have 143,000 registered characters versus another coalition. So, yeah, try to respect the standings, and we will get you to war very shortly, okay? We will stage in Hofib. Can someone link Hofib in system next to Fonten, okay? And this is where PandaFan we'll set up the arena, we'll set up the theater. We're going to push through Fountain while Legacy push through Catch. There's another, I'm watching another Keepstar online in Catch. It will be all the super capitals stagers. Everyone and their super caps will stage at one place that is in Catch. Oh, our sub capitals, our regular capitals, Luke will introduce to you later. But the idea is we will fight with PanFan together, we will merge fleet with them. The contents are mostly in EU time zone and US time zone, so you won't miss out. You won't have to take a 3 a.m. fleet with the Chinese in another mumble, in a language that you don't understand. But everything has been set up and laid out. I only need you to take out the fleet. We are doing one move up day, right? We're taking one of the 3 docks that we're going to take, subcapitals docks we're going to take. Yes, please.
Hi, guys. I'm going to take over because I think Norris is having issue with his connection. So, yeah, we will be doing a move up down there, pretty much following this SOTSI. So we're going to take one of the 3 mainline doctrines we're taking down there, which are going to be, from a heavy doctrine perspective, Munins. From a light jumping around annoying doctrine will be Jackdaws, and from medium doctrine will be Hurricanes. The Hurricanes will be T2 Hurricanes, but with T1 links, T1 Logi. We're not going full on heavy Hurricanes. But at the end of this SOTSI, we will form up Jackdaws and we will take them down there. If you can't fly a Jackdaw and you can only fly the T1 stuff, fly the T1 stuff, because it gives us an opportunity to get you guys down there and get jump clones installed and all the rest. There will be some opportunity for some harassment fleets in things like bombers and that later on, but that's not a mainline doctrine. So to repeat a couple of things that Nora said, just if it broke up or not. So from a subcap perspective, we are staging in Hopiv in Iridia, and that's with our PanFam allies. Likewise, we will look to use some capitals. We will take dreads and carriers down there. Those move ops will be pinged later on in the week. That's not going to happen today. And there are some things to cover quickly around SRP on those caps. So on carriers, we will SRP fighters and we will SRP carriers up to a value of 1 billion. That's whether you want to bring them in to have fun with them. Dreads, we're not going to SRP at all. That's a chance for you to use your toys, but we're not asking you to bring them. You know, if you want to use them and want to have some fun with them, they're your toys. We will do move ops to move them. I suggest don't bring active dreads, bring dread bomb dreads, so anti-cap passive fit dreads, if you want to take part in that. That is your choice. There will be some things around Titans. We're not using super carriers at all. Again, Titans, we will put a ping out later on in the week. Again, if you want to bring them down, don't move them yourselves. They're not going to the same place as the subcaps. And likewise, SRP wise, we're not SRPing them. Again, that's a chance for you to use your big toys if you choose to, but it's your choice. So I think that's the bulk of the main things we wanted to cover. Obviously, we will move jump clones down there. We're not suggesting to put death clones down there. You can put medical clones if you want to. But I guess we're now moving on to any questions before we start forming up to move down there.
Do we get access to legacy/allies fleet pings is the question?
Good question. I think as a general rule, we don't. However, if we are doing ops collectively together, then FCs will form up the equivalent Winter Coast side to join in. But we're not getting relayed pings by them from any stretch of the imagination.
If I may add, we will not join comms with this, right? And the most part of the coordinations are done via the FCs in a Discord channel. So the line member fleet they don't feel that much different than before.
In regards to the second question, Aurelian, yes, we will move the Munins that got moved mysteriously to catch last night to the correct stage system. Yeah.
Sorry, I mixed up.
Any more questions? I'm not sure if we're seeing them all up here.
There hasn't been any other questions. You can just type your questions into the chat and I'll relay them. Ask about Serbs.
Anvari, shut up.
I only have one job and that's to repeat the computer. Anvari, shut up. Oh, sorry. Will FRTEN Titan fleet be deployed?
As already said about Titans, there will be the opportunity for you to use your big toys. They will be at a different stager, specifically Titans, not super carriers. As mentioned, they're not going to be SRP'd. Obviously, the fights are going to be when the fights happen. We all know big Titan fights span over multiple time zones. But the reality is, you know, Goons, they are largely EU-US focused. These fights are going to be largely EU-US focused. So, yes, there will be opportunity to use them, but it is entirely your choice. We're not asking for them directly, but again, you know, you have your big toys. If you want to use them, that's your decision. But yes, there will be an opportunity to use them in the EN US time zones.
I'm going to skip to a different question that's related, because it's related. If we deploy the Titans, are we going to deploy faxes with them?
I mean, yes. I don't think why you would deploy an entire super fleet without them.
No. Sorry, no. The fax machine will stay in your region. We already have enough personal facts and alliance cash facts in FAT in that stage right now. So you do not have to move the stage on rare cases with them, okay?
Yeah, sorry, I misunderstood the question. Yes, so there will be faxes, but you do not need to move your faxes. We have caches of those.
Will there be stuff to be bought down there, or are we only using what we bring down individually? That is, where there'll be a market with ships, etc.
We will initially be in an NPC structure. We will be sorting out alliance contracts. We will be sorting out the methods to provide you guys with ships. Just give us a few days to clarify how we're going to manage that. But yes, there will be the opportunity to get ships down there, so that you will be able to get your ships without having to move them.
Is the coordination server for FCs up already? That seems like a question more suitable for the FC meeting afterwards.
Yeah, let's move on.
So we're going to skip that. For the move up, are we taking some type of fast route like wormholes, or can we just jump clone closer?
In the purpose of this, we are going to be taking wormhole routes. And on the subject of wormholes, actually, if there is anybody within this meeting that wants to get involved in things like scanning wormhole routes and working out chains, because there'll be lots of reasons to move things back up and down, please contact me afterwards, because that's a group I want to put together. So anyone that specifically does lots of wormholing stuff, let me know. And if you want to help, then we should have something for you to do.
Will there be a Pappy Discord server eventually for pings, or will this strictly be just relayed through our leadership groups?
It will be managed the same way that we currently manage pings, where they will be coming through our Discord server and pinged out by the relevant FCs. The same way we would do with any war, even though we're joined up with other entities.
Are we going to take SOV?
Let me finish the first question first. I don't mind anyone that is C to join the Puppy coordination server, because the server is already 500 people. So if even if there's a leak, it doesn't matter if it comes from us. And as there is no line member ping from the Puppy server. Right? It comes down to our FC if they want to form, if they want to merge. So our server individually. Okay. And we will solve in South. No. Thank you.
If Tess loses, will we continue to fight the goons?
Good question. Likely not. I talked about this today in TIS show. If Tess loses, the ally respawn war will end.
How many jump clones should we have in the staging area?
I mean, it's up to you guys to manage your jump clones.
Yeah, go ahead, Luke, sorry.
I mean, you need one. That's what we're requesting. Obviously, you need to make sure you manage your jump clones. So if you jump clone down there, you install a new jump clone. My school of thought is always to have two, because then if you screw up by mistake, you don't have to burn all the way down there. But we'll definitely need at least one there.
On a related question, Lake Vale, are we going to try to live down there?
I mean, that's forward staging. We will certainly maintain a presence down there, but I don't see a reason personally why you can't do some of your things back up here in the drones.
We've got questions asked about our capitals / titans. Will they be armor only, or can we take shield ones?
Shield are more important than armor in this case. So yes, every titan if you want to move.
Another question about pinging joint ops, blah, blah, blah. I think I'm going to skip that. How often will there be fleets out of the new staging? Once every few days or multiple times a day?
I would expect quite a lot.
To be honest, this is day one. Okay, this was day one of World War II. There were 12 pins out of Fountain. So 12 fleets a day. But I won't expect the same amount after a few weeks later. But it's still... you can expect at least one time per day, which is just coordinate with your jump on cooldown, right? If you want to take part in more fleets, you might have to death clone there.
I'm not sure this question makes sense. To get our Munins, do we just jump clone? No, because we don't have Munins down there to jump clone too.
I think this might be referring to the clones that were installed by some people yesterday with the Munins that Norris took. As Norris said, he got confused. He took you to the wrong place. We will do something to get you guys that have moved Munins and jump clones to the wrong place. We will do something to get you to be able to move across the hot pit.
Yeah, I am sorry.
Mango, will Army of Mango stay neutral? Can we safely kill them?
Yes, you can.
On a related one, what about Pravi Block?
They are not part of any deal or any ally. They're just role players, so we don't care about them.
I missed the part about where we stage various ship types. We only announced one place, that was Hopehib. Hopehib, on the Fountain border in Aridia?
That is correct. Hopehib is the place where we'll be staging caps and subcaps. When we ping out about supers later on, we'll ping out the position where you're moving them. There will be a keep star chain to move them down there, however, but we will ping that out when we ping those moves. And they will probably be pinged to the relevant groups rather than to the wider coalition.
Was the SOV question answered? Yes, it was. We will not be taking SOV. There was a related question, which was, hang on a second, because it came separately. No, it wasn't about Entosis stuff. It was what would Delve look like after the war?
That's a good question.
I don't know that we can speculate.
That's a good question, indeed. I can see Power Blocks looking their opportunities in Delve, but they look at it very carefully, especially if goons ever want to come back, they can. So that's pretty good questions, but I don't have an answer for you for now. Sorry.
I think we'll have to wait and see how things go on that one.
But we have to win first, right? Yeah.
Will we produce stuff like Munins in the drone regions and ship them to staging, or will we produce them more locally?
We will continue to produce the main drone region and ship over.
Will we still need stuff
in Aridia?
Will we still need stuff in Vale / Zero RTAC F2F?
Okay, Luke, that's your question. Go.
So, I mean, Vale at the moment is, you know, it is what it is. We will probably move some of the additional subcaps we left their homes, probably the Hurricanes and the Hurricane Fleet issues, the Maelstroms and their supporting counterparts, so their supporting Logi and Lynx will remain there, but we will run that move up separately, probably during the course of the week to get those remaining things back home. But for the time being, we will leave those ships there. Our forts aren't unanchoring. You don't have to worry about anything disappearing there.
Do we still need to leave jump clones in Vale?
Negative.
We don't.
Apparently not, because it's fast to get there these days from RF tech.
Correct. We don't need anything there.
For us industrial guys, who do we speak to help with contracts and stuff?
Nice.
Speak to me initially, and we can get some stuff rolling from there.
Did I miss any questions? If I've missed something, can you retype it into chat for me?
Is that all the questions are?
Yeah, I'm just asking people to follow up with anything that I missed. If goons push into test space, will we also help test keep space, or are we concentrated on attacking?
I'm actually going to take a defensive leap for attack tomorrow when the IAPS comes out.
Does the Triglavian invasion, is it able to block the route to Hofib?
Triglavian invasion doesn't sound on Yemen. The Edencom sound on Yemen will, but it's easily killable.
We already talked a little bit about the market and deployment staging. We don't currently have one. That's something that they were talking about working on, so we'll have to come back to that, I think. Basil's commented that the NPC station staging is highly open to manipulation because the market is open to everyone. So we
Indeed.
Need to have our own staging point where we have a market we can control first.
Yeah, I anticipate we won't have any quotas for the first 2 weeks or a month.
And Vary is asking how many people are in the channel. There are 190 people in the meeting listen channel.
Well, I hate it. Why wouldn't you?
Most people probably don't have their Mumble set to show how many people are in the channel. Where will the doctrines be posted? CETA has neither the Hurricanes nor Jackdaws at this point. Yes, that is correct.
It will be updated shortly. We are aware of it. There may be a slight difference to where we're getting the doctrines from in the next couple of days.
Any other questions? It seems to have gone quiet for the moment. Oh, one more question. How do noobs help? Well, we talked about the doctrines earlier. You said you arrived late, but someone will recap. Maybe Luke.
Yes, so obviously, yes, there are three mainline doctrines, Munis, Jackdaws, and Hurricanes. The Hurricane is, the meta version of the Hurricane is pretty noob-friendly. It's pretty quick to get into. But even if you can't get into that, there are T1 available for every comp. Whether it's just e-warships or T1 logic. So there's definitely something you can fly. If you are struggling to fly something for some reason, then let us know and we will see what we can do. But there shouldn't be any issue with the current Nubro part of the doctrines.
There's a question about SRP. Will there be SRP for doctrine ships? The person asking it is actually from Together. But go ahead and answer, Luke.
Wait, was that Mike? Is that my question?
It's a question somebody's asked, but it's somebody from Together who's asked for whom the answer would be different. But it's a good question. Other people probably want to know.
Okay. Well, can you repeat the question?
Will there be SRP for doctrine ships?
Oh, yes. Of course. It's like every other group, right? Like every other options. If it's pinned through the Coalition Discord and it says specifically it has SRP or implicitly implied as an SRP, you know, there will be SRP. Unless explicitly there's no SRP that will be. That's a weird question. Yeah. But okay.
Is there a working wormhole map that the Alliance works with that we can use? The person asking that is from Fraternity. They should note that the Coalition is obviously more than just Fraternity. So
just as a repeat from what I said before, we currently don't have kind of a wider wormhole system at the moment. Obviously, part of the question that I asked about anyone that's interested in scanning down wormholes and everything else, we will put in the relevant tools in order to allow for that. That's why we want to try and start that group.
Somebody's asking about clones that were left behind. Yes, there will be something done about the clones that were left behind yesterday. They will be moved later. Are there opportunities for people who want to try taking fleets out, or is it too serious?
No, there will be plenty of opportunities for people that want to take fleets out, even if it's small-scale harassment sort of stuff. So just like you would apply for any kind of any FC tag, be it a junior FC tag, follow the same processes. We will have things for you to do. You're definitely not going to be sitting there spinning a pod.
There are questions being asked about whether or not we will have a recording of this and whether or not there will be a write-up. Basil and I are making a recording. I will transcribe that and post that to the forums later in two different formats so that people can listen to it. If nobody else has, I'll leave the write-up for somebody else. More questions about SRP. I think people are clarifying because they've heard that there's SRP on carriers only for capitals and not on dreads.
Sorry, repeat the question.
So that is true, yeah. SRP is only for carriers. It's only one bill. But we do not SRP or draft at all.
Also about supers. I think there's no SRP on supers. You're not supposed to be taking them, so.
Never.
And Titans, yeah, I hope covered, right?
No. I hope after this war, the power balance reshuffle will give us more ESC. But for now, we cannot afford that. Sorry. I'm
Can
not
we bring supers to join our allies?
good questions. I believe those questions. I don't mind, but if you get accepted, yeah, sure.
That's a weird question, and that seems more appropriate for you to have your exec bring up. It's a question about taking too long for new allies to Blue and Alliance. Who should we contact? That's definitely an exec sort of question, not this group. Will we have intel channels in the new area?
There's already one. I'll add you later. Speaking of which, is there anyone that wants to volunteer to do this stuff, manually adding alliances in? I can give you a moderator.
Is it just our alliances like we've done before? Or is it the whole list?
The whole list. No, not the whole list, but all the panel. You just have to add ours. Yeah, the others are already there.
Ah, I can do that.
Sure.
Any other questions, or did I miss anything? Oh, wait, time frame for logistics services to the staging system or producers of ship doctrine items. I think it's a little too early to say yet for that, but let you know.
Yeah, I think it's a bit too early. We will update accordingly on that one.
Also, can we bring in Tosa ships like Tristan's?
Any ship.
Yeah.
There'll be daily engagement, like gate camp style, in Harfep and the adjacent system. So you can bring any ship. It will be most like a Tama gate camp, I anticipate.
Will flash form pings for things like dread bombs be relayed?
If we are aware of them, then yes, definitely. And that would go to the relevant groups anyway.
What's happening with Vale from now on?
We've already largely covered that in terms of ships. Vale will stay as it is at the moment. We may form up to defend things if we need to, but that will be from RF most likely. Any more questions?
For some reason, Anvari's asking what specific doctrines are we bringing, but...
I mean, it's been repeated 3 times now, but it will be Munins, Hurricanes, and Jackdaws for the mainline doctrines. There may be some other things that get handed out situationally, but they are the main doctrine.
Do we have to bring Anvari, or can we leave him behind?
I'm not going to answer that one directly.
Yes.
Two questions. One is, Forsaken Empire siding with Test in this conflict?
No, they're not part of it.
And if Test betrays us post-war, do we have a contingency plan in place?
Oh, that's a good question. So, betray, it's a pretty broad term, like in terms of staging Keepstar, really, because Fraternity owned the Keepstar, and we will own all the four staging Keepstar. Would they doomsday us? Maybe. If we play this right, there will likely be no Titan showdown at all. And if you need to tell me how they want to backstop us after the war, right? If you have been listening to what Mitani said, Test has made itself pretty much the only target in the game. So I'm not too worried about them backstabbing us, no.
I'm not sure we caught most of that, other than you're not too worried about them backstabbing us and we own the staging Keepstar, so.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. I'm just looking down here, seeing if I've missed anything. Oh, do we have a friendly owned route from staging to HiSec?
We haven't looked and worked out a route yet. I'm sure we can take a look.
We do not. I don't think so. The only thing reliable is Jump Raider and Interceptors, of course.
Somebody asked if we can also join Chinese fleets.
Yeah, sure. The Chinese will deploy only at Zilot in Hoffa. Our Munins and our Harpies are in catch, so that's slightly different. But yeah, we will have fleets from Hoffa. And you can join.
If we bring a Shield Titan, how will we know when there's a move op? Because we don't have ping channels for Shield Titans.
Do we even have a ping channel with Armor Titans?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Okay, can you apply to the Titan group now? The Shield Titans, can you apply to the Titan group now? It doesn't matter if it's Shield or Armor. It's going to lose its functionality.
So I think the extension to that is, yes, we will look at... Shield Super should apply to the Titan group like an Armor Titan would, and you can apply in the same way as an Armor Titan from this point.
Will all move ops go from RF TAC?
What?
Will all move ops go from RF TAC?
RF TAC or Whale, because we need to pick up your ship on Whale, right? You have Hurricanes there, I remember.
And the Munins from wherever.
Yeah. Basically, we'll pick you up wherever and take you to Hoffa.
Any other questions? Serious questions. I've skipped over a pile.
Any more, or are we all good on?
I think we might be good.
Okay, great. In which case, we'll bring the SOTC to a close. There is a fleet up now called WC Jackdaws under Anvari. Can everyone that is going to come down to staging, and I'd like to see as many of you as humanly possible, join that fleet, get into the relevant comp, move down to Fleet 1, where we'll run the fleet from, because then you can at least talk to each other rather than being in the meeting channel, and let's go have a war and get some content.